I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The Republic of Costa Rica, with coastlines on the Caribbean and Pacific, is known for its beaches, volcanoes, biodiversity, with roughly a quarter of its area made up of protected forests. The music in Costa Rica is essentially shaped by its neighboring countries, Cuba, Mexico, and Colombia. Costa Rica, a part of Central America, connects North and South America. It aligns itself with Nicaragua to the north and Panama to the south. And because of its geographical proximity to other countries, Costa Rican music styles from reggae, rock, ska, punk, metal, rap, hip-hop, and reggaeton are popular. Styles such as merengue, salsa, soca, cumbia, rumba, bachata, Tex-Mex, and Eurocentric classical music thrive as well. Costa Rican instruments include the quijongo, the ocarina, the caraca, the marimba, the chirimia, and maracas, all play an important part in the traditional folkloric music in Costa Rica. For major celebrations like baby showers, weddings, 15th or 50th birthday celebrations, Mexican-style mariachi bands can be heard playing traditional tunes. Calypso music is one of the more widely known musical genres to hail from Costa Rica. Soca, salsa, merengue, and cumbia aren't far behind in their popularity, with instruments that include the wind-blown ocarinas used in ancient ceremonial songs. The marimba, the national instrument of Costa Rica, is linked to the religious, cultural, and social fabric of the country. What's more, it is the most popular instrument in Costa Rican folk music, serving as the percussive underpinning for Costa Rican folk songs that center on stories, recipes, nicknames, anecdotes, tongue twisters, and old customs. In the 1970s, Costa Rica gathered a name for itself on the world stage, not for its iconic marimba-textured folk music, but rather for its Eurocentric classical music, performed and promoted in part by its National Symphony Orchestra. In the end, it is the sound of calypso that heavily defines the music of Costa Rica, as expressed in songs grounded in the Afro-Caribbean tapestry of music that permeates the Caribbean. It is a music first created by those enslaved and transported from Trinidad to Costa Rica. It is a form of music designed to communicate stories and to pass on cultural norms that bridge both countries some 1,500 miles apart, in addition to its appeal to far-flung parts of the world, with growing numbers of travelers destined for the country's music festivals that are growing in size year after year. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.